Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Sullivan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charlie Sullivan. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Schult reaches second base with a double. Maynisch scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Schult moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Shang steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue throws to first, with the pitcher covering, 4-1, and Crowder throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Heilman scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Brannan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sullivan, and towards Tavener, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manish. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heilman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 1 in the game. Easterling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liu Blu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blu is 0-for-1 in the game. Blu hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Shang and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schultz bunts towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hargrave. Blue moves to third. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 2 in the game. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder bunts in front of the plate. Hargrave fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schuld hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Schuld reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Schuld moves to third. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Stoner drops the ball. Schuld scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brannon. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schuld. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schuld. Rice reaches second base with a double. Sweeney scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.